This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Bryce messaged us here at 1029 The Wolf, and it's great to have Bryce with us here this morning. Bryce, how can we help you with Jessica?
Well, you could put me in touch with her for starters.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that, man. How long has it been since you heard from her? I know you messaged us here a few days ago.
Close to 3 weeks. I sent a text to make sure that she got home okay, and after the date, that is, and I didn't hear, and I tried a couple of times, but, you know, I just got crickets.
Yeah, so you don't, wow. you don't officially know if she made it home.
I'm trusting that she did, you know, and something came up that caused her to, you know, ignore me, so.
And do you have any clues what that might be?
Well, I mean, she ran back to the restaurant to, quote-unquote, use the restroom as we were saying goodbye. And, I don't know, maybe she spotted her crush there in the bar and went back to hang out with them. Like, at this point, I'm just grasping at straws over here.
Yeah, and it'll drive you nuts doing that.
For sure.
And trying to make an assumption that just may not even be close to being accurate, Bryce. So
before that, was the date going well?
Yeah.
Like, how was the vibe and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the vibe was awesome. Like, we compared bucket lists. And we had about 5 or 6 things in common. I didn't say anything at the moment, but I was like low-key hoping that we could work on them together. So
yeah,
that gives you any indication how the vibe was.
So the interest seemed mutual to you.
Yeah, I mean, she asked a lot of follow-up questions and laughed at my jokes. Mm. So usually those are, you know, pretty good indicators.
All right, so the sudden exit, a little mysterious. So let's just call her and see what's up. That's the best thing we can offer. So, Bryce, you hold on. Want everyone to stay put. 3 minutes away, we're going to come right back. The second half of Second Date Update with Bryce and Jessica next here with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We've been talking to Bryce, who seems like a nice guy, messaged us about Jessica, who he'd love to see again. But one thing happened at the end of their first date that he can't quite figure out.
Well, I mean, she ran back to the restaurant to, quote unquote, use the restroom as we were saying goodbye. And I don't know, maybe she spotted her crush there in the bar and went back to hang out with them. Like, at this point, I'm just grasping at straws over here.
All right, well, let's just ask her ourselves.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jessica, please?
This is she who's calling?
Yeah, of course, Jessica. It's not a sales call or anything like that. Everything's fine. Sorry to trouble you this morning. We're actually, I got to tell you this, though, up front. We're on the radio right now because it's Thunder and PT, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf. And we are hoping you could join us for a segment that where we reconnect a listener with someone that they met recently.
I mean, I've heard of you, but I'm not a listener.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
That's okay. Not that many people are, to be honest.
And that's PT. So anyway, so Bryce, who you may remember from a couple weeks ago, reached out to us, said he was, you know, hoping to see you again.
After what happened, that's not going to happen again.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, so that's kind of a loaded statement. Can you just tell us what came up?
As we were leaving the restaurant, he told a hilarious story about tricking this mean old lady who worked at a candy store when he was a kid.
Okay.
He tricked her?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
I mean, it was hilarious. The story belongs in an SNL sketch or something, for sure. But the problem is that I laughed harder than I ever have in my life.
And how is that a problem?
Yeah, what seems like a good thing.
Well, there's no way to say this without humiliating myself, but I laughed so hard that I keyed a little. Just like a tiny little bit.
What, like in your pants?
Yeah. And I had to dash back inside and clean myself up.
Did it show, like, was it was it showing? Did it, like, soak through, or?
I mean, I don't want to get into the details more than that, okay. But I mean, I guess, like, luckily I was wearing a skirt, so I guess it could have been
worse. Oh, it's a skirt.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, brave of you to admit it, at least.
Yeah, no kidding.
I 100% never see Bryce again.
Yeah, so that's where this is going. You can't see Bryce because of the joke he told made you laugh so hard you peed your skirt.
I feel like that's a good thing.
I've already decided to go by my middle name for life, so I can just leave this behind me forever.
What?
Wait a minute, for the rest of your
Jessica.
Life? Yeah.
Or should I call you Anne? Is your middle name Anne?
What is your middle name? All right.
It's too late. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's too late for that. Yeah. All right. Well, listen. You know, Jessica, we're sad that you feel this way, but of course we want to respect your wishes. But so do you want us to pass on to Bryce that it's not a good fit because he's holding on? We talked to him 3 minutes ago,
and he wants to see you again. By the way.
And you, I mean, for him to know that he's the funniest guy in town
ever,
he's not going to get that from only you could share that with him.
Yeah, no, I got to go.
Well, no, Jessica.
Ugh. I should have just grabbed Bryce.
Yeah.
And brought him in here.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to just talk to Bryce? You want to try to call Jessica back?
Let me grab Bryce here real quick. Bryce, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Bryce, hold on real quick. We're going to call Jessica back. We're going to put the two of you together no matter what. Hold on. You heard everything she said.
Yeah, she peed herself.
I did.
Yeah. I wanted to hear about the story, but first let's see if we can get Jessica back.
Hello?
Hey, Jessica, I know you hung up on us. It's Thunder and PT calling you back.
Yeah.
Would you just bear with us for a second? Seriously. Bryce had such a great time with you, and we just talked to him. I know you're embarrassed about what happened.
You shouldn't be. I think we all, I mean, it's like...
Bryce, would you say something to Jessica?
Jessica, I mean, I really did not intend for what happened to have happened, so I apologize. Maybe I'll tone down my stories, but I really like hanging out with you, and I think making you laugh is a good thing, and I just thought we had good chemistry, so I'd love to take you out. And that, what you just said, I mean, I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of.
Really?
Listen, PTPs himself all the time because
Thunder's so funny. He's got, I haven't had to wear diapers for the last year.
But we've been doing this show 6 years.
Yeah, but it's only gotten good recently.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing, Jessica. Don't you want to be with a guy, and this went to the extreme, but you want to be with a guy who makes you laugh.
Yeah. Will you take your chances on a second date?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you might want to go to a doctor first and see if there's anything they can do to kind of, you know, tighten everything up.
The key to a woman's heart. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The key to a woman's heart is through humor. I've always heard that.
All right. Okay, so, Bri, wait. Now, Jessica, I want you just not to listen for a minute. I want to hear what the story was about the older lady in the candy shop or whatever.
I mean, broad strokes here. You know, there is a fishing line. She was a mean old lady, you know, who believes in ghosts. And so the fishing line, you know, that's the broad outlines there. She was scared out of her mind.
Okay, so you had a fishing line attached to like a...
Some candy?
Or some skeleton or what? Candy?
Yeah, essentially. Okay. I made this woman think that there was a poltergeist in her candy store for about 3 months.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, boy, hopefully the stories get no funnier than that.
Hey, if you like that joke, Jessica, try our show weekdays 6 to 10.
All right, Jessica, we wish you, and Bryce, too. Bryce, we wish you better, all the best, man, in telling stories. You guys seem like a great fit.
Yes.
And we hope this is just the beginning of something special, but a lot more leak-proof.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.